I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois House approved a measure further restricting the use of ethylene oxide, or ETO. It's a clear gas that's been linked to cancer and is used by industrial companies to sterilize medical equipment, among other things. The legislation would strictly limit emissions of the gas and require all plants that use it to move to a sparsely populated area. Democratic State Representative Jonathan Carroll says, corporate opponents of the bill are too focused on their bottom line.
I cannot believe that that would even be part of this conversation. People are dying. People are getting cancer. How many times are we going to see something like this happen before we step and take action?
Opponents like the Illinois Chamber of Commerce say the bill amounts to an outright ban on ETO and would cut off the supply of sterile medical equipment to healthcare providers. In other news, a proposal that would let college athletes make money cleared a major hurdle in the Illinois General Assembly. The idea is to let student athletes make money from endorsements. Brian Mackey has more.
As Illinois lawmakers have been considering the proposal this week, the NCAA Board of Governors said it was getting behind the concept, though with a big caveat about maintaining the collegiate model. State Representative Chris Welch is a Democrat from Hillside, played college baseball at Northwestern, and is sponsoring the legislation. He says the NCAA's turnabout is not good enough.
The NCAA basically did a PR stunt, completely lacked substance. Make no mistake about it. We've got their attention.
The legislation passed the Illinois House on a bipartisan vote of 86 to 25. It still has to get through the Illinois Senate, but if it does, Governor J.B. Pritzker says he'll sign it into law. I'm Brian Mackey.
Illinois Republican leaders announced a measure to give the Legislative Inspector General more independence when investigating alleged wrongdoing by lawmakers or staff. Senator Jason Berrickman said his plan would allow the Inspector General to initiate investigations without the currently required approval from the Legislative Ethics Commission. Berrickman's bill also would give the inspector subpoena power. The move comes the same week as Democratic Representative Luis Arroyo was named in a federal bribery charge. Democratic State Senator Martin Sandoval is under investigation for possible fraud, and Democratic Senator Thomas Cullerton has been indicted for embezzlement. GOP Senator Dale Ryder of Mattoon says Berrickman's bill is a common-sense starting point. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Illinois State Board of Education has released its Illinois School Report Card. Its purpose is to show how students and schools are performing. WSIU's Benji Jeffords has more.
The State Board of Education noted in its annual report card an increase in students taking college and career preparation courses. State Superintendent Dr. Carmen Ayala says the state is focusing on college and career readiness for all students.
Illinois' future is bright, and we compare strongly nationally.
Dr. Ayala says the education funding reform contributed to the increase in achievements of Illinois students. School districts across the state are committed to using the funds to enrich education and support for students.
Many districts across Illinois have invested this new funding in educators, hiring additional teachers, social workers, and counselors, reducing class sizes, and investing in professional development.
Dr. Ayala says that reinvestment is paying off.
Illinois' gains demonstrate that each and every child can succeed when provided the rigor, resources, and academic and social-emotional supports they need.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
Report cards can be viewed for each Illinois school at illinoisreportcard.com. Get Covered Illinois enrollment begins tomorrow. The Illinois Department of Insurance says rates are the same or lower than last year. The on-exchange marketplace offers 142 plans this year for those who don't otherwise have health insurance. Open enrollment runs November 1st through December 15th, and the website is getcovered.illinois.gov. I'm Jennifer Fuller.